Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Oh, the great heaviness and continual sorrow of the nation of Israel, the nation whom the Lord chose for himself to be his holy nation and peculiar treasure above all the nations of the earth, the nation that was to be different, separated, and sanctified unto the Lord and his righteousness. But instead, they longed to be carnal and vain like the nations around them. The Lord chose Zion and raised up Jerusalem to be his chief joy, the city of righteousness and the city of peace, the city of the great King of heaven and earth. But her priests became vain and desired the treasures of Egypt and the goods of Babylon. Her prophets became liars, prophesying the deceits of their own hearts. And her kings became unjust, greedy of gain, seeking their own glory and power, and not the glory of him that anointed them. And so the Lord warned her over and over of his wrath and judgment that would come upon them if they would not heed his voice and repent of their wicked ways. Outwardly, they appeared to be fine. The average person would not have thought anything. But spiritually, the frog had been slowly boiled. They had a form of godliness. Temple, offerings, sacrifices, incense, songs of praise and thanksgiving, the songs of Zion. But inwardly, rebellion, stubbornness, pride, hypocrisy, refusal to repent and obey God's commands. And so God brought the enemy upon them and destroyed his holy city, the heritage of his right hand. And the enemy carried them off into captivity for their stubbornness and hardness of heart. And in that day, many hearts were tried, the hearts of Israel and the hearts of all her enemies round about her. Everybody thought that Israel was being judged in that day, and truly she was. But they didn't realize that God was watching them to see the thoughts of their hearts. And Israel wept and mourned with a great lamentation, with godly sorrow unto repentance. And her enemies rejoiced, thinking that it was her end. And this not only was the case of that time in history, but many times over has this been Israel's case. And many times have her enemies rejoiced in the days of her affliction. But let us know and understand that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For the day shall come when all Israel shall be saved, and her heart shall return to the one whom they pierced. And out of Zion shall come the Deliverer with 10,000s of his saints, and shall render justice and judgment to those who mocked her in the day of her calamity. So let us be wise and consider. Let us be still and listen and learn. Let us rejoice in the Lord and never in his people's stumbling. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Psalm 137.